I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. During the Christmas season, Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock witnessed the passion Far East Russian churches have for ministry. This includes the Emmanuel's Child Outreach, specifically geared for local kids.
I was amazed as an 11 to 12-year-old boy stepped up to the pulpit and began to preach and tell the story of Christmas. You see, in their mind, the ability to serve Christ is not limited to an age group or substantial qualification, but it was just that which is based on a relationship with Jesus. And so the youth were able to do this outreach.
And while Christmas outreach is over in Russia, daily ministry is not. SGA's Reach Russia Now initiative is empowering churches to share Christ in a region that hasn't heard Jesus' name. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And every generation around the world has different verbiages and word meanings as language evolves. Hans Kombrink with Biblica says this has a profound impact on Bible translation. So what's the balance between using ministry funds to update existing Bible translations and still pursuing translations for languages that don't have God's Word? Kombrink's answer, collaboration.
We recognize that we do not have the capacity to put people and translation teams in all of these languages. And that's good because there are people who feel that that is their ministry focus, to work in these languages. And we obviously do not want to duplicate efforts because that would not be a good or wise investment of kingdom resources.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.